We learn Le'ilu Nishmas, Helen Baslina, Susan Baslina, David Benachamushim, Chaim Yaakov, Mepidchas Leo. We are in Bava Mitzia, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Test. Elu Dvarim She'ein Lahem Ona, Ona. These are the items for which Ona does not apply. So overcharging, underpaying, if the mocher, the seller, the lokeach, is nis'ana, becomes defrauded, more than a sixth, there's no they have no claim whatsoever. And the Mishnah lists the four things. Ha'avadim, an eved kanani, when he's purchased. V'hashtaros, if you purchase a document, the document is potentially worth money. V'hakarkos, when you buy real estate. V'hakdeshos, and hekdeshos, when it comes to something that has been designated to the Beis HaMikdash. This is derived from the pasuk. It says, V'chivsim karumim karla amisecha, O kano miyad amisecha, al tonu ish esachi. That's the prohibition of ona. And we learn from the phrase, O kano miyad amisecha, something that is purchased, acquired from the hand of your friend, it's a davar hanikne miyad liyad, something that is acquired when handed off to someone else. That excludes karaka, that excludes real estate, which is not metaltolin. That excludes avadim kanani. We've had in the past what we compare an evid kanani to real estate, to property, based on the pasuk and parashas Bahar, we view the evid kanani as an inheritance, as property, and therefore, when there's a purchase of an evid kanani, also ona does not apply, like it does not apply to karka, because karka is, since it's not metalton, it doesn't fall into the category of O kanomi et aminisecha. It excludes staros because the pasuk says v'chisim karu mimkar. That a mimkar is an item that's what we call gufo mamo. Gufo a machur, gufo kanui. It's something that it inherently is of value and is something that is typically sold and typically purchased. A shtar is there primarily for a raya as a proof and not as a mimkar, not as something that is to be sold. And it excludes hekdesh because it says al tonu ishes achiv. Achiv is your brother. Hekdesh is gavoa, belongs to Hashem. Some claim it's not from the word achiv, but rather from the word okonomiad amisecha. Amisecha prat comes to exclude hekdesh. And not only that, but these four, the avadim, the shtaros, the karka, and the hekdeshos, also ein lahen tashlume kefal. The halacha is, if they are stolen, obviously stealing land is where, let's say, you do hasagas gvul, where you change the boundary. So the also there's no kefal that applies. Why? Because the pasuk with respect to kefal says al kol devar pesha, parshas mishpatim, al shor, al chamor, al sal, salma, al kol avedas, ash kol aveda, asher yomar ki huze ad ho elokim yavo devar shnehem, asher yar shiun elokim yishalim shenayim l'reyu. You're going to pay for, you're going to pay double. So al kol devar pesha is a generalization. We have ourselves a klat, pradu klal. I'll call the pesha any act of negligence, that's a klal. Then the Torah specifies al shor, al val chamor, etc. That's a prat. That's a specific term. Those are specifics. And then details. And then al kol aveda, then the pasuk kuna chazer klal. It gives you another klal. So klal upon a klal, the rule is, as we know, one of the 13 midos, 13 principles of Rabbi Yishmael, iyata den alakena prat. How does it work when you have a klal upon a klal? Here, a general statement. Al kol devar pesha. Al shor chamor of its, etc. That's a prat. And then al kol aveda, another general statement. The rule is, that you follow what's included then, what's included in anything that is similar to the prat. Not only the prat, but something that's similar to the prat, which is just like the prat. What is the, fundamentally, what is it, what about the prat, about those examples, shor, chamor, etc., are that they are a davar hametal til the gufo mamo. They are movable objects and they are inherently money, have inherent value. This excludes karaka, which are not metalton. It excludes avadim, as we said, which are compared to karaka. It excludes staros, because they're not gufo mamon. They are not inherently of value. Obviously, a check can be of value, but it doesn't have inherent value. And it excludes hektesh, because the pasuk says, yishalem shanayim lireyu, and lireyu means your friend. That excludes hektesh. What else do these four items, avadim, staros, karaka, hektesh, is what other halacha does not apply? So no ona, no kefa, velo tashlume arba v'chamisha. Person stole a shor or a se of hekdesh, and he slaughtered it or sold it, he doesn't have to pay, obviously it doesn't apply to karka, because dalet v'hei only applies to a shor or seh. So we're talking about a shor or seh of hekdesh. He doesn't have to pay 4 for the seh and 5 for the shor of hekdesh, because since he's parted from kefil already, because it's re'eu and not hekdesh, there's no dalet v'hei. Dalet v'hei assumes that there's kefil already, plus more than that. Then you have 3 and 4. You have add two onto the kefil as your 4, and then you have 3, which is the 5. So that's how you have it. Here you only have 3 and 4. Here you're not going to have kefil if with just dalve, and therefore since kefil is excluded, therefore dalve is excluded automatically. Shomer chinam eino nishba. So if a shomer chinam was given an eved kanani or a shtar or a behem of hekdesh to guard, and it was lost, or it was given karka to guard and it got ruined, he does not swear that he was not negligent to exempt himself. That's what a Shomer Chinam typically does. But here he would not, because the Pasuk says regarding a Shomer Chinam, Ki tein ish el re'ehu kesef o kelim lishmor. Ki tein ish el re'ehu, that's a klal, that's a generalization. Kesef o kelim, that's a prat, those are details. Lishmor, to guard, that's another generalization. So, klal prat a klal, just like the prat, the kesef, the kelim are, davar hametal to the gufa are movable objects and they have inherent value. So to anything that is metatlon gufa mamon is included in what the Shomer Chinam swears upon. So these are therefore excluded from, he doesn't take a shvua on these. Ki tein can't exempt himself through a shvua. And it says ki tein ish al re'ehu, so re'ehu excludes hekdesh. Vino say sachar eino mishalim. And a shomer sachar is not going to pay if they also, in the previous case, shomer chinam doesn't swear to exempt himself, sounds like he's potter. A shomer sachar is not going to pay if they're stolen or lost. Normally, shomer sachar has to pay for an item that's stolen or lost. But here by the show we have the same phrase by the Shomer Sachar. Ki tein ish el re'ehu chamor o shor o seh o v'chol behema lishmor. So klal uprat a klal, the same way. Here we have, it's not exactly the same. But you still have, this is a little bit different. The previous case of the Shomer Chinam was Kesef or Kalim. This is Chamor, Shor, or Seh, but it's same Klad or Prad or Klad. Works the same way. You only Chayev if it's a Metat of a Gufa Mamon. So, and Ki Tein Ish Reu, that excludes Hekdesh. So actually there is some debate about what does it mean that the Shomer Chinam and Shomer Sachar are exempt? So some say that the Shomer Chinam, when we say he doesn't swear, it means he doesn't have to swear. He is believed just to say without an oath that he was not negligent and it would be pater. And the Shomer Sachar is pater from, as well, on Gneiva Va'aveda in the same way, and he's believed to say there was no pshir here. But if there are edim that these people were negligent in their shmira, or they admitted that they were negligent, so whether you're Shomer Chinam or Shomer Sachar, then you chayev to pay. Anyone who's a poshea, he's like a mazik b'yad. That's a Rambam Hilchos Chiyus Perapes Halacha Gimel. And some say that even if they were poshea, even if they were negligent, they're pater from paying. And when the Mishnah says that Shomer Chinam is Eino Nishba, that doesn't mean he doesn't swear, but if he's poshea, he would have to pay. No, he wouldn't have to pay either because they're completely exempt based on these psukim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kachim Shu Chayev Bachra Yusan, Yesh Lahen Ona, Visheinu Chayev Bachra Yusan, Ein Lahem Ona. So what's Rabbi Shimon coming to teach us? So if a person has karbanos, and a karban that, if something happened to the karban, he'd be chayev to replace it. That's where he says, hare olai karban, what we call a neder. I take upon myself doing a karban. And then he designates a particular animal. That animal is lost. He has to replace it, because he said, I take upon myself to bring a karban. Kachim she'enu chayev bachra yusim, which we call a nedava, where a person says, I hare ze karban, this animal is the karban. If something happens to the animal, he does not have to replace it, because all he designated as hektish was that animal itself, and he didn't take upon himself to bring a karban. So if it's kachim shu chayev bachra yusim, that if they died or they were stolen or lost, he'd be chayev to replace it. Yesh lehen ona. If, let's say, there was a mumim in the animal, a blemish, and he sold them, so obviously you can't use that animal. The halacha of ono will apply. Since there are chayav to replace it, if something would happen to it, it's like their nechasim, it's like their property, and we would apply to that this sale, al tonu, ishesachiv, that's ono, that's fraud. And now so a friend bought a carbon, and he can't use it as a mum. There's a payment of ono. But that's all where we call it your property. And it's called your property if a person took upon himself to bring the animal as a carbon. Then with its sale, there's ono. But v'sheinu chai b'achra yusan, he said, hare behem azu carbon. Ein lahem ona. If a mum happened in that animal and he sold it with ona, then halacha is that there's no problem at all. You don't have to return the extra money because there's no al tenuish esachiv. Because it's not his property, because he doesn't have to replace it. But we don't follow Rabbi Shimon. We believe all karbanos do not have the halacha of ona. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afa mocher sefer Torah, behema umargolis enam ona. Person who sells a sefer Torah, or an animal, or a pearl, there's no ona. So the Gemara has a brisa that explains why. Sefer Torah, because there's no, sefer Torah is priceless. There's no fixed amount for a sefer Torah. Behema umargolis, because sometimes you have, when it comes to an animal, you would want to find a shidduch for the animal. Wait a minute, a shidduch? Or a shidduch, let's say, for harisha, for plowing. You want to make sure you get the right one. Do you choose it to put the yoke on top of it? So you may be willing to pay a lot of money to get the right animal. And if you get the wrong animal, so then it's not going to be able to plow. So this is your parnosa. You may be willing to pay a lot of money for behema. Margolis, and a pearl, the same thing. If a person loses a pearl, they're willing to pay a lot of money, a lot more than what ono would be to try to pair them up and to get the right one. So therefore, they don't have, there's no ono, according to Rabbi Yehuda, for a sefer Torah, a behema and a margolis. Amulo, the Chacham said, lo amu ela es elu. He says, no, the Chacham said that only avadim, staros, kark, and hektashos have no ona, but any other example has ona, and therefore sefer Torah behema margolis say the chacham trabuda there is a din of ona. Perek dal mishnah yud kishem she ona b'mekach u'memkar. Just like you, there's a problem of ona, a fraud when it comes to mekach u'memkar. Kach ona b'dvarim. So too, there's an ona that applies to words. Now, what does it mean ona? What does it mean fraud? So in general, ona just means where you're causing harm to someone. I could cause harm to someone with by overcharging them. They feel hurt, they feel harmed, and taken advantage of. And the same thing would be true to if a person says words, insulting words, hurtful words to someone. That also applies because the Torah says v'lo sonu ishes amiso v'yoreis amelokecha. They're actually two psukim. I have a pasuk of ona of mamon. And then the one that mentions v'yoreisem elokecha, this pasuk is speaking about onas devarim, because you know you may say something that sounds like a compliment, but really the one who hears it, the victim realizes that it's not. The only one who knows that this is really what you just said is not nice, maybe Hashem. That's why v'lo sonu ishes amiso is followed by the words v'yoreisem elokecha. And the mister therefore wants to know what are examples of onas devarim. Lo yomar lo b'kamachei fitzev v'hu enerotze likach. Person shouldn't walk into the store and say, oh, how much is the, what are you selling this for, with no intention to buy it. That's hurtful. Now, no one, that's only the Arisim of the Kecha. Now, other people would find that to be a very mild, very benign kind of question. Nothing wrong with walking into a store asking what it is, but Hashem knows that you have no intention to purchase it. Imaya Baal Tshuva, let's say someone's about Tshuva, lo yom alo, zuchar masecha rishonim, can't tell him, remember what you used to do. That would have in mind, oh, you're such a great tzaddik now, we're doing a wonderful thing, look at the contrast. No, but that can be hurtful to them. And imhu ben geirim, person is the son of convert, lo yom alo, zuchar maasei avasecha, remember the actions of your forefathers. Shenemar, v'ger lo sone v'lo silchotzenu. So there the word sone is actually written in the context of a ger. And that would be true. That's even on us devarim. And the Gemara says, "Gedol on us devarim and us mamo." Why? Shezeni tan lihi shavon, v'zeloni tan lihi shavon. Number one, on us devarim, at least you can pay back. But the hurtful words, you can't. Zeb b'mamo v'zeb b'gufo. This is only regarding someone's money, but this is actually his body. This one on Ostavarm has the phrase that you better fear Hashem. The other on Ostavarm doesn't have the phrase. Obviously, on Ostavarm is even more severe. And not only that, the Gemara says, he's answered right away because the pasuk says, Ki ani Hashem. What does that mean? All the Gemara says on Daf Nun Tes, Nun Chesem Beis, Nun Tes Aman Alf, because all of the Sha'arim are in Olam, all of the gates may be closed, Chutz Mishare Ona. That's always open for Hashem to hear someone who's been hurt by someone's words, who's been insulted, who's been embarrassed, to cry out. Regarding his wife, her tear literally is found more common. Therefore, the punishment for Ona is much closer.